On. It's 8:10. You're listening to the Hump Day version of Special Blend. Have a special guest in the studio. Of course, I've lost my here it is.
Your right cue here. Sheet?
My cue sheet, because it's got all the information. Uh-huh. Not that I have a whole bunch of questions. Question Period, the musical, is a fun and funky musical comedy about Canadian politics and Parliament. It's going to be at the Fringe Fest, which has been happening for, I think, a week or two. But this Saturday at the University of Ottawa Alumni Theatre at 3:30. Tickets are, oh, you're doing two shows, 3:30 and 8 o'clock. Tickets are $10. I have Al Noor, Alidina in the studio, and I forget your guest's name, so maybe you can say who you are.
Jillian Wolf.
And they're here to talk about Question Period, the musical. Now, you don't know this. I didn't give you any kind of introduction. Two things. I hate musicals. And I hate politics.
Nice. This is perfect.
This is the show for you.
Well, not really. can you, what would you do to make me go to this show?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I would say that if you hate musicals, this is actually for, like, I actually don't enjoy musicals either.
Now, whoa. How can you not enjoy musicals and be in a musical?
Now, but this is a special kind of musical, and it's not just, like, Broadway musical. There's a lot of, like, more hip-hop. There's rapping, and it's bilingual rapping, which is very exciting for us living in Ottawa. We always needed to be bilingual. And they're like, it's a whole mix of different kinds of music. So if you like rap, if you like rock, if you like a silly ballad, it's totally for you, because we're making fun of musicals, and it's darn fun and cheesy.
Okay, and then why politics?
Because we're in our nation's capital, and we just love to make fun of the House of Commons.
Whose idea was this? Who's the initial concept?
This is the brainchild of Ed Gillis, and he's worked on the Hill for a number of years for various MPs, actually MPs of I think three different parties now. So he's kind of seen, you know, he's kind of seen all the funny things that are going on the Hill, and he was off on paternity leave, and he was taking care of his kids, and these songs would just start coming into his head. He was inspired by his kids, I guess, too, and by just all these things he saw on the Hill. And yeah, I think he's kind of like you. Like, people want to get things done, right? But there's so much gamesmanship on the Hill and so many funny things going on. I mean, Jillian can speak to that more than I can.
Well, we all hate Question Period so much.
Yeah, it's just so antagonistic.
So you're hitting me twice. A, I hate Question Period, and then you put it to a musical.
Yeah, we're making a lot of fun of Question Period, and I do work on the Hill as well. And I guess we're encouraged to watch Question Period either in the house or on our little TVs in our offices. And it's very angering, because the questions are absolutely absurd sometimes. The answers are even worse. And it's definitely theater already. So we didn't have to do much to it. Some of the questions are that we make fun of are practically verbatim. People just getting up. And statements, of course, statements from members before Question Period can be quite amusing, and people just get up and start ranting about the opposition. And I personally don't feel it's a good use of somebody's time who's trying to represent constituents.
What role do you play?
In the play or
yeah.
in life?
No. in the play. Well, in life, too.
Yeah. Well, in life, I'm a legislative assistant to a member of
what
Parliament.
What does that mean?
It's kind of everything. I help out with correspondence. A lot of the time I do help out with casework, so actual one-on-one constituent help, which is very rewarding. Also, if the member has a critic area, helping out with research and writing for that, writing press releases, sending out mailings, taking and organizing photos, website, all that stuff.
Okay, and in the show?
And in the show, I play Jan.
Okay.
Yes,
you can't. Okay. You just did. No, you can't say that.
I'm the MP for Shitstick Nowhere.
Okay, so that's funny, because that's on my list here. I wanted to know who was playing the riding. Well, there's Woo Ha Ha. Is it Woo Ha Ha?
It's Woo.
Oh,
New
Woo.
I'm sorry. BC.
Yeah. Trout Hamster Salad, Newfoundland. Yeah, Shitstick Nowhere in Saskatchewan and New Brunswick, right?
Yeah.
So what do you do? What is the show about? yeah, just tell me what the show is about, other than question piano. How does it start?
Well, the overall theme of the show, the overall plot, there is actually a plot, and it's just about this guy that gets elected unexpectedly, this earnest, you know, idealistic fellow that wants to get things done, and he wants to make a change for the better, and he gets to the, you know, he gets to Parliament, and he sees what's going on. First, you know, by, he's sort of shown the ropes by some people about, you know, we get to get wined and dined by this corporation and this person and this thing, but no, it's not bribery. They're just, you know, they're just helping us out. And then he goes to the house and he sees what question period's all about, and he sort of has to get involved in some of the gamesmanship. But and it's just sort of his struggle with how he can navigate this world and still get what he believes is right, and that's, you know, like social justice. And he's particularly concerned about ending global poverty in this show. So
mm-hmm. How have you always, well, how shall I phrase this, do you sing well?
We have various singing levels in the show. Some of us are trained professionally and some of us are more amateur, but we certainly have a couple of standouts, I would say, and they do most of the singing. So yeah.
But I guess all of you like singing to some degree, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
And some of us like being in the group singing in the chorus, and some of us like to rap instead of sing.
Now,
so there's something for everyone.
Is the music pre-recorded? Is there a live band that performs stuff, or is it kind of like a soundtrack and you just go with it?
There's a soundtrack for most of it, that and some of the beats were, I don't know who made the beats, but some of the beats are original for like more of the hip hop stuff. Some of the background music is kind of like karaoke style. it's pretty funny. And then there is a live band as well.
Oh, really?
The end.
So there's some degree of original music then? Or is it all original, or is it?
The tunes mostly are existing songs with the lyrics changed,
right?
And then the rap battle and the budget, rap would be original.
So Ed's real focus is on the lyrics, and so to him, when he comes up with a song, he actually hears another song in his head, like Bon Jovi's Always, and that somehow turns into a ballad about loving taxes, you know? So it's pretty cool, actually. Like it works really well, and it actually, the audience sort of already has a place to start from, and they can remember, oh, I remember this song 15 years ago, and it's not this sort of over-the-top musical thing. Where these people are super shiny and super glossy and just never make mistakes, and we ad lib a lot, and we just we have fun on stage.
You've got 10 people in the cast.
Oh, I think more
at
than
least,
that.
I think
there's 10 on the website here.
Ah, okay.
The library shot, I guess. Do you know the picture?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
There's this. There looks like a, starting from the right, there's this small, sultry secretary glasses person. There's some guy with a beard and a Canadian's T-shirt.
Yeah, that's Ed, actually.
There's some straight-ahead, happy guy.
If people want to see this picture, you know, while we're talking about it...
QPmusical.wordpress.com, right?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
It's a picture that we're looking at, and you got a T-shirt on, too. Are you a hockey fan?
Sure, I don't mind hockey, but in that scene, we're senators, you know, so we have to look the part and wear hockey jerseys.
I see.
Political senators, though, so...
So you've got equal cast. Actually, there's more female than male in this show.
Yeah.
Wow.
How did you guys put this together? Like, how did you meet? Why are you in the Fringe Festival? Is this going to be part of the... I know the Fringe Festival used to tour. I don't know if it still does. Are you going to go on tour with the show?
Oh, my gosh. That would be so awesome. Actually, I was just talking about that with Ed yesterday. If we could all pause our lives for a couple months and go to the Winnipeg Fringe and go to the Edmonton Fringe, that would be amazing. I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
There's so many of us. If it was like a 2 or 3 person show, it might happen. But people have been suggesting that other fringe festivals would love to put it on. So I don't know how that would work with the script. I think it's kind of an open source kind of script. I don't think he patented it or copyrighted it. So
he's released it under the Creative Commons license.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, okay.
Or one variation of it. I forget. I think it's you can use it if it's not for profit kind of thing, and mm-hmm. if so, in theory, yeah, anybody could take this script and run with it. Although we've made a number of, you know, additions, I would say, to the script. So, but that's, you know, that's probably normal. So,
was there a good turnout at your other two shows?
Well, we've had three shows so far.
Oh, three, okay.
And we, yeah, it's beyond our. Well, you know what? Ed probably was dreaming of this, but it's beyond my wildest expectations to have two shows we almost had 150 people at each. So the matinee was a little less attended, but especially Saturday night. Like, there's a lot of audience participation in the show, so when you have 150 people in the room, and it's not like some of them may have had something to imbibe before the show, and there's, you know, we try to get them to cheer, and we get them to do various things throughout the show, and everybody seemed to really get into it, and it really made us, you know, I think it made us, gave us energy, and it gave us, we had such a good time.
I think the show is even better. It just keeps getting better, and that's why it's so sad that we only have five shows, because it's just more and more fun every time, and we just get like wackier every time. I know my character keeps getting more saucy,
more over the top every show. Yeah,
I can't see you in this picture here.
No, I was actually
absent.
I was actually in northern Manitoba for 40 days for the election, so I was not here for the promotional
photos. In the wilderness
photos.
For 40 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As individuals, how did you get hooked on Fringe Festival, or do you both have some sort of history of drama class?
I volunteered at Fringe Festival in the past. I think the main thing was Ed had written the script and he needed a venue for it. And the most likely candidate was Fringe. Because for Fringe, there's no audition process. You submit an application and they have a lottery. And then you either get in or you get put on a waiting list. And we got put on a waiting list, actually. But they have a second category. They call them bring your own venue, and you can find your own venue, and you can, you know, pay them a fee for marketing you and putting you in the Fringe program. So that's what we ended up doing, and we got a really nice sized venue, actually, and a good one, the Alumni Theater at Ottawa University. So it all worked out pretty well in the end. Did I actually answer your question?
Did you get involved?
Well, yeah, but you don't strike me as a guy, and again, call me silly, we often judge people by what they look like, and you're the last person I would have thought, Alnur, to be in a Fringe Festival singing about politics. It's a little shocking.
I was a little shocked. Yeah, no, Ed has this ability to sell people on things and make you really believe in what you're doing. So I'm serious about this.
So are you new to Fringe? Are you new to drama? Have you acted on a stage before?
I have a degree in professional voice. So I've done a lot of singing, classical singing mostly over the years. So certainly my acting is nothing special. But
is this the first time on stage, though?
Not my first time on stage. No, I've done some. I've done high school things.
Okay,
but certainly in a long time. Most of us are in that category of it's been a long time since we've been on stage, Ed just has this ability to. He just really believes in what he's doing, and he exudes that, and he makes you just excited to work with him and excited to be part of this experience. Yeah. So no, he came to me in the fall and he said, "Hey, I have this script," and I read it, and I was like, "Oh. What's a script? Yeah, that seems like, you know, if somebody had a lot of experience, they could produce this and it could be funny." And then he just, having very little experience, managed to, you know, secure... I guess he got on CBC and he got some interest in people. So he got some auditions, he got a cast, he got a venue, he found a director, he got the music done, first of all, before doing any of this, which is pretty amazing, so... Jillian, what about you? How's your experience in the theater? You seem to be very proficient on stage.
Oh my goodness. Come on.
Well, it's me. You, however, strike me as a musical person, a drama person. You were in high school, right? Doing drama class, maybe?
Yeah, well, my drama program was cut. I was at a very small... French immersion school in Winnipeg, and we did not have drama, but there were a couple things. But I've been on stage for ballet, so that's maybe where I get my like jazz hands from.
Do you still do ballet? You have the pointy shoes?
Yeah, I do. I do still do ballet, just as like an like sort of a continuing education adult at the School of Dance, and I was at the Royal Winnipeg. But That's just for fun. That's not a professional career. But this is my first time acting. And well, I think I sort of learned how.
Well, but it seems like you're having a lot of fun.
It's too much fun. It's too much fun. We have to do it again next year.
And are you?
We're going to have to.
Is it going to be a musical?
Oh, who knows?
Who knows?
Well, Ed's moving away, so he's moving to Vancouver.
So he just has to write it and email it?
He said he'd send it over, yeah.
He needs to write it by January
Is he the director, though, too, as well? Like, he must have... You all needed direction, right?
Yeah, actually, the person who's taken over that role is named Daryl, and he is... he's had theater experience, and he's very animated. And he has... he's sort of like kept us on time and kept us on schedule, and sort of when we had rehearsals he would sort of be the one to suggest, okay, let's do this scene, and then he would sort of give feedback.
I think if it was up to Ed, we would still be coming up with more and more ideas, and you need somebody to sort of say, okay, we don't have time for all this, let's just run the scene and then see how it goes and then talk about it after. So
where did you practice when you before the festival happened, where were you practicing?
We were in a, there's a, what is
it's
it
called? It's a co-op. It's called the Conservation Co-op in Sandy Hill. And this is where Ed and actually a couple other people in the play live. It's a really nice place and they have a common room. So we mostly practiced in the common room. And I think that was really cool because we could watch each other perform. But then when we actually did a couple run-throughs on the stage, it wasn't as fun because you had to stay behind the curtain and you couldn't watch the other people perform.
Oh, yeah.
So we were kind of spoiled by our rehearsal space.
Are there any props involved?
Yeah, there's some props.
Like, have you got, I don't know, have you got some sort of set in the background, a painting, a setting?
No. It's very spare. We have chairs for the House of Commons facing each other. We have a table, but the speaker has a bunch of weird props that he keeps bringing more and more props every show we have. So, and I laughed out loud last show because he had some really weird stuff. That he was trying, when he was trying to like say order, he would have like a strange something.
Kazoos and harmonicas, and every time you look up, he's got something different in his hand.
And costumes, are y'all responsible for your own outfits?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
I mostly wear what I actually wear to work, which is a suit.
Mm-hmm.
That's handy.
Yeah, but then I'm wearing work clothes on the weekend, so I think it's less fun for me because it's not really dress up. It's just like I'm going to work, but definitely the senators.
Oh yeah, I've never worn a senator's jersey.
The senators have senators jerseys, which is cute.
Special.
Yeah,
that's a function of having to. We're on stage, and then we have 30 seconds to change into senators and get back onto stage. We play multiple roles in the show. So
oh, okay.
Even with whatever we have, 12, 15, 14 people maybe, but even then we still need to.
Is there a change of costume?
Yeah, so it has to be really quick. So, yeah, in that case, I'm wearing a suit. I run off. I'm wearing a suit as the leader of the opposition. I run off, throw in a jersey, run back on.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say a Speedo or something. I was a little scared.
Well, see, if I had enough time.
It is fringe. You could work that in somehow.
Yeah. See, I think you're onto something really good here, because if The Hill adopted a musical style of debate, I think it would be far more entertaining. So
yeah.
I think you guys are onto something.
Do you want to try doing a thing live here?
What do you think? Should I do a little rap?
Well, you should.
What do you?
Can you do it together?
Well, I don't do your bit. I mean, the caucus scene is really the only scene we have.
Do you want to do that
together?
We could do that live.
Yeah, we could do that and a bit of maybe a start of your like speech, and then you could do a bit of a rap, like start the opposition rap or something.
Sure. How are your listeners with?
I don't care about my listeners.
There we go.
I do have a policy of no singing on air. But that's usually the announcer. I don't want announcers singing on air or humming to tunes.
Right.
Now I have a soundtrack. Is there something I should play here?
Well, there's only one scene that we're in together.
Okay.
So Jillian can do her part, and then maybe I can come in and do it's the sort of the caucus. The opposition has their a weekly meeting, and they get together and figure out what they're gonna do. And
do you want me to play that track? No? Okay.
We'll do some spoken word first.
Okay, go for it.
Welcome, everybody. Bienvenue, tout le monde, à la première réunion du caucus. It's the first meeting of our caucus, and I'm very excited about our caucus this year. It's a nice, big caucus. Anyway, I'm here today to introduce to you the head of our caucus, the beloved, most righteous leader, the most honorable Jim!
Yay! Cheering and cheering and cheering. And then, welcome all to caucus. I'm Jim, but call me the leader. I've been here since gas was 50 cents a liter. In my time, I've seen some things. I'd like to share a few ways of getting through for those of you who are new. Remember, be proud of your caucus, for you would be surprised how very few people are aware of its great size. Tell everyone how big it is. Tell women, children, men. Tell them all the wonderful things your caucus can do for them. It's hardy as zucchini. It's strong and tough like wood. Make sure they all know that your caucus can do them good. So, throw your caucus all around to help us make our case. Make sure that all Canadians have had our caucus in their face. Should I keep going? All
right. Okay, so there's no double entendres at all in this show.
This is completely serious.
I see, okay.
This is all
I should have said, it's not for children.
Patricia's coughing up a lung here. She found it very funny and amusing.
Well, the audience, it depends on the audience. The matinee crowd is not so big on that sort of stuff, but there's jokes for all levels of humor, I'd say.
Yeah, they still laugh because, for me, it's a surprising thing to come out of my mouth. I don't look like the type of person who would be saying such things.
Well, I admire your enthusiasm for this, and I'm really happy that people like you do this sort of thing, because I don't think there's enough of it, and there should be more of it. And it takes a bit of courage, and it's a lot of hard work. And, you know, I'm always amazed because you have to remember all these lines. And it's like, I have trouble remembering names 5 minutes after I meet them, including yours. I know it's Jillian because I wrote it down, but I didn't get your last name. What was the last name again?
Wolf.
Okay, so I can do a proper extra. Your show is the last show. You have two last shows, right, this Saturday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 3:30 and 8, and it's on campus here. And it's at the...
Not here.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
University of Ottawa.
That'd be cool if we came to Carleton, too. Yeah.
Well, you can do it in the parking lot, maybe.
It's U of O, yeah.
We have to pay, though.
Yes.
Yeah, it's at U of O, and it's in the Jock Turco Center in University Center, and it's the alumni auditorium.
Great. Well, I want to wish you well, and I want to thank you for coming in this morning. It was great having you.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much.
I hope you have a great show on Saturday. And I hope it's not too sad, the last show, because there's usually so many flowers, and there'll be a big party afterwards, right?
There'll be a
few tears, maybe, especially if the writer's leaving. And
It'll be fun.
Anyway, Al Noor, Jillian, thank you very much for coming in. Congratulations, break a leg on your last two shows, and I hope it really works out well.
Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot. That was Al Noor, Aladina, and Jillian Wolf. They're doing an Ottawa Fringe Fest question period, the musical. And the last show, of course, is this Saturday from 3:30 and 8 o'clock. Tickets are $10 each. That's June 25th, Saturday, at the Jock Turcotte University Center there at University of Ottawa. And it's going to be lots of fun, so stick around. You are listening to the Hump Day version of Special Blend. We'll be back in just a few moments.